The Ministry of the Interior has been asked to, as a matter of urgency, make public licensed and unlicensed recruiting agencies. This is to enable the public to identify the fake agencies and prevent the many problems they bring onto individuals and the nation at large. The request was made by the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, at a ministerial briefing on various ministries on the National Plan of Action on Phase 2 of the elimination of worst forms of child labour in Accra. His request follows a growing concern over the recruitment of underaged children by recruitment agencies, especially to Arab countries. Mr. Idrisu said government is committed to eliminating all forms of child labour, and this process is one of those. Yvonne Atilego reports.
The ministerial briefing on the National Plan Phase 2 on the elimination of the worst forms of child labour is for ministries and key players to be updated on what has been done so far with regards to child labour. Phase 2 covers all child labour issues with priority on the worst forms of child labour, which include child trafficking, fishing, mining in Kalamsey, and headquarters, also known as Kayaye. After the briefing on what has been done so far by stakeholders, Minister of Employment and Labour Relations Haruna Idrisu said government is committed to the phase 2 of a national plan of action to bring to zero all forms of child labour. He said four ministries, which are the Ministries of Interior, Employment and Labour Relations, Gender and the Attorney General's Department, are working together to eliminate all forms of child labour.